Welcome back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. It is your girl Tiara, your favorite scholar, and it is a Monday, actually. I thought that I would podcast today instead of tomorrow because today is Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday. A lot of people often get it mistaken with thinking that today is his birthday, but actually his birthday was January 15th. On the third Monday in every January, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King by giving him a holiday. So today we celebrate his legacy. I also thought it important to talk about him because we have Black History Month right around the corner. And I just don't feel like us African Americans get enough days to celebrate our Black history because we truly are amazing beings. So I want to start early and I want to start with Martin Luther King. I thought it fitting to just play a little snippet of his I Have a Dream speech just because it's so inspiring, and what a way to start our day here on this Monday.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I just want to stop it there because we all know that Martin Luther King was well before his time with his insight and his quest for equality in a time where segregation was life. Whites and blacks, as they called them, or whites and colored folks, as some people still called them, were not allowed to be together. There were different bathrooms, different restaurants. As we all know this, and Martin Luther King, he was on his quest to bring us together. And as he still spoke about the times that we're suffering now, the African American men are still fighting for equality, still fighting for police justice. But I just thought that we should start our day with that speech because how on point he was about society. And his dream did come true, though. We are together. I have a white boyfriend, so we have come together. We can sit at the same restaurant as an African American and with the white person right across from us. There's no need for us to go through the back door anymore. So his dream did come true. I'm so happy to say that. But just some important did you knows about Martin Luther King and bringing his memory alive. So as we all probably noticed, there are so many Martin Luther King streets and cities throughout the U.S., but did you know just how many there were? Well, according to U.S. News and World Report today, there are more than 1,000 streets that bear the name of Martin Luther King Jr. There are 955 in the U.S. There are 41 states that have Martin Luther King's name on it, as well as the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So that's how we continue to honor him. We see his streets. But I was having a conversation, and this was well before today, with one of my African-American colleagues. And I do notice that Martin Luther King's name, though, the streets that we have for him, they are always in urban communities. I talked to a white person about this as well. And they're like, well, you know, Martin Luther King, he originated in a time of segregation. But I'm like, we had a lot of time to rebuild his streets in more prominent areas. But that just goes to show what we're doing with our time, you know. We're not bettering our society necessarily. We're saying, oh, at least he has 1,000 streets, you know. They are in urban communities, but at least he has them. Shouldn't that be good enough? I think we could do better in that area. Another really interesting fact is that we all know Martin Luther King was assassinated for his fight, and his peaceful fight at that, for equality. But I didn't know that 10 years before his assassination, a woman by the name of Izola Curry, at a Harlem book signing where Martin Luther King was, she came up to him and she got really close and said, I've been looking for you everywhere. And she stabbed him with a letter opener, which can really puncture someone if you jab it hard enough. Martin Luther King was then rushed off to the hospital where he nearly died. So I thought that was quite interesting to know. But as we continue to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King, I just want us to all be in remembrance of how powerful he was as a social activist, as a Baptist minister, as a husband. I mean, he was a movement within a movement himself, you know, during the 1950s all the way until 1968, where he was assassinated in Memphis. And he changed the world, and his movements and his thoughts and his speeches, they still impact the world today. And it's very important that we have this holiday to remember him. So, of course, I would like to end today with a quote by Martin Luther King, because it's only right. Bear with me. Okay, Martin Luther King Jr. says, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. My name is T.R. Christopher, and thank you for listening to this celebratory podcast and remembrance of Martin Luther King. I hope you guys are all working to your goals at building your dreams. Please meet me here next Tuesday as we unveil another African American who has just been so vital in our history. And if you have some suggestions for someone that you would like to talk about, please feel free to message me at anchor.fm/tr92. You can also send me a voice recording. Don't forget to donate to me on there. And don't forget to share my podcast. Please catch up on my past content. And have a blessed day.